you remember last week, I had you learn a sugya on the Aflamada Ben Aleph in preparation for learning a Tosfos. The Tosfos that we're preparing for is the bottom Tosfos of Mismach Geula Tefila Odif. What you need to do, the topic of the shir is whether or not, under what circumstances you are allowed to daven either sitting or walking or traveling. Okay? And it's based on the Mishnah. It starts off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Daf Chav Chesamid Beis. The Mishnah says, Hoya Rochav ala Hamar Yered Vispalel. Somebody was riding and traveling on a Hamar. He should go down and daven. Ve'men ena yachol yered. If he can't go down, Yachzer is Ponov. Yachzer is Ponov. He should turn his head. This is another topic which Bleed Natter will learn next week, which has to do with the fact that you're supposed to daven in the direction of Yerushalayim. We skipped that whole part of the sugya over here on the Falamad of Aleph because we're focused on the din of davening when you're sitting or traveling. And then the Mishnah concludes. That's correct.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just I say this. It's actually based on the Gemara. And if you look at Rashi says Yachzer Ponov Letzad Yerushalayim. See that, Rashi? You see that, Elliot? Did you see that?
Yeah, I see that.
You're right. It does not. You'll see it later on in the next part of the Mishnah. It says V'meina Yachzer. You'll see from the mission actually.
Okay.
So it's mashma, it doesn't say what ponov means, but it's mashma that means Yerushalayim as well. And we'll talk about the is it Yerushalayim, is it Kodesh Kodoshim? That's a whole other topic, which I don't want to get into now because it's a whole other topic. We'll do that next time. We'll talk about the inyan of davening towards Yerushalayim and what's involved and what does it actually mean. Yes, that's we'll talk about that. We'll talk of all those things that we'll talk about then that we won't talk about now. Yes. So, what we'll talk about now is the other part of that Mishnah where it talks about davening while you're rochav al hamor. There it says you're supposed to get down off the hamor if possible. We'll see that that's not actually, we don't actually even hold that way. We don't pass in that way. So, you learned the sugya last week. Just want to refresh your memory about one part of the sugya that I don't expect you to learn again. But the other part of the sugya you're going to have to go through again because you have to know the sugya in order to understand the Tosfos. So if you remember, in the top of the Aflamad on Aleph, the Gemara said the following. The Gemara said, the Hilchasa Havinenu Me'umad Tefila Ktsura Bein Me'umad Bein Mahalach. That the Gemara, the Hilchos is a strange expression because we don't even wear that there was a machlokas about it, but the Gemara concluded that you have to say Havinenu. Havinenu again is the Tefillah Katsura. I'm sorry, it's not Tefillah. Sorry, it's the Tefillah Me'en Yud Ches that we hold from in the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which is what the one central bracha, which contains all the central brachos.
Because you can't have full kavanah for the whole thing. What's our basic?
We're not going back to Havinenu now. Let me just introduce people to what they need to do. Then you could ask me about Havinenu privately. So that has to be. Why have to be Mu'umad? Oh, good question. It has to be Mu'umad, and Mark is asking, well, why does it have to be Mu'umad? Why is that different? Because what we're going to see is that it appears from the Gemara that Havinenu has to be Mu'umad, but not only does Tefillah Ktsura, which is what Tefillah Ktsura? Tefillah Ktsura is either, Pashup Shad is it's a tefillah that you say, but Makam Sechkana, okay?
Right.
And that, I guess one of the reasons why you don't want to say that, Mu'umad, is because you don't want to increase
your
Sechkana.
Right.
But what about a regular Shmona Esrei? So it doesn't say what's the din by a regular Shmona Esrei over here. That's the sugya that we're going to learn, or that we learned last week, that you're going to go over again, and that's what the Tosfos is going to be about. What's the din by a regular Shmona Esrei? And why is Avinena different? And Marcus suggested one possible difference, but I don't want to prejudice you over here. So what you need to... the Gemara you need to read again, you did the same thing last week, is at the two dots, Hoyeroche v'alachamor v'chulu, Tona Rabbanon, Hoyeroche v'alachamor, you see that? Mm-hmm. Up until those next two dots, then skip the next whole sugya, which is about the topic of dominating towards Yerushalayim, which we're not doing this week, until the fourth wide line, Avua d'Shmuel v'Levi, and do that up until the Mishnah. Okay, this is a Chazara, we did this again last week. We did this last week. And then, do... we could do the Tosos Halacha Karebi, the third Tosos, the little Tosos. You can do the Tosos of Avua de Shmuel. Okay, those are just side Tosos. And the main Tosos that we're going to hopefully talk about today is the last Tosos on Amud, Mismach Geula Tefila Odof. And what I want you to do is there is a Kashin Tosos and the two Terutzim. One Teretz is the Teretz of Tosos, one Teretz is the Teretz of someone described as Haram. So when you do the Teretz of Tosos, then I'd like you to look at the Pnei Yeshua in the handout. Okay? He discusses a major kasha the Rashba has on the first Teretz of Tosos. And then, what I used to always do was give you the Rashba and the Bnei Yeshua. This time I just gave you the Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua tells you what the Rashba kasha is. This way you might have a better chance of getting through it. Then I gave you just the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And then the Taz is going to disagree vehemently with both the second Teretz of Tosos and the conclusion and the Psach in Shulchan Aruch based on the second Teretz of Tosos. And that's the shiur.